common sense. It's not so common anymore.
That's why we need Scott Inez more than ever.
It's time for Inez Says.
Welcome you back to another week of the Inez Says podcast. I am Scott Inez. Thanks so much for being here today. Of course, you can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can find it right there on the front page of the WDBO app and WDBO.com. And I invite you to join me every single weekday morning, Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Be sure to stream us right there in the WDBO app. Okay, you know, it used to be not long ago that a vote for the Republican Party in the United States of America was a vote for the country club, right? Some of you probably remember that, the Republican Party, the Rockefeller Republican or the establishment Republican, as they were known. A vote for Republicans meant a vote for the rich guys, a vote for big business, fiscally conservative policy, and moderate or indifferent views on social issues like abortion and gay rights and censorship. Republicans back in the day were all about business. They were more likely to have attended so-called prestigious colleges and universities. That was the Republican Party that I sort of grew up with. Again, the Republicans were the rich white guys who wanted to keep their gravy trains going. Democrats, well, they were us common folk. The blue-collar people, union workers, low to middle-class families who just wanted a fair shot and a voice in politics. You look at the current landscape now, the two major political parties in this country, Democrat and Republican, they've almost made a 180-degree turn. Today, I would argue that the Republican Party is dominated by middle America, while the Democrat Party is now composed of basically every institution there is in America and rich coastal elites. And nothing highlights the changes in the two political parties than what we saw in two different events late last week in New York City. It really is a contrast that I think sums it all up. What contrast am I talking about? Well, on one hand, you had former President Donald J. Trump on Thursday morning flying from South Florida to New York City to attend the wake of slain New York City police officer Jonathan Diller on Long Island. And then on the same day, you have the President of the United States, Joe Biden, not attending that wake, by the way, not attending the wake. Instead, Uncle Joe, along with his buddies, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, were at the glitzy elitist $25 million Democratic fundraising event at Radio City Music Hall. So there in Long Island, you have a community and a family, along with an ex-president, grieving the loss of a 31-year-old police officer in Jonathan Diller. And in Manhattan, you've got the coastal elite Democrats coming together to tell jokes and to raise $25, $26 million. You've got a bunch of A-list celebrities there in attendance at Radio City Music Hall. You had Lizzo and you had Stephen Colbert and the whole thing. That about sums it up, doesn't it? Trump goes to a wake because he was invited by the family. Biden pals around with his elitist buddies in Manhattan. Here's just a clip of Biden and his buddies Obama, Clinton, Colbert palling around with one another at Radio City Music Hall. Go.
Can voters trust a presidential candidate who has not won a single Trump International Golf Club trophy? At long last, sir, have you no chip shot?
Well, look, I'd be happy to play. I told him this before when he came into the Oval, when he was being, before he got sworn in. I said, I'll give you three strokes if you carry your own bag.
Here we are in 2024, and this election really feels like the most important election of our lives. When it comes to rights and freedoms and the heart and the soul and the future of our country, how would you describe what's at stake in this election?
I think our democracy is at stake, not a joke. I think democracy is literally at stake. Look, I wasn't going to run in 2020 because I just lost my son, Beau, a little earlier. And until I watched what happened down in Virginia, when those folks came out of the fields carrying torches and Nazi flags and accompanied by white supremacists. And a young woman was killed, a bystander. And when the president was asked, former president was asked what he thought of that, he said, there are very fine people on both sides. We're at a real inflection point in history. Things are changing. This guy denies there's a global warming. This guy wants to get rid of not only Roe v. Wade, he wants to get rid of the ability of anyone anywhere in America to ever choose. I mean, all the things he's doing are so old. Speaking of old. And, you know, he's a little old and out of shape. But anyway.
Okay, so you have that event there with the ex-presidents and the current president at Radio City Music Hall and Stephen Colbert and Lizzo and the whole thing. And then you juxtapose that event with what was going on Long Island with the wake for New York City police officer Jonathan Diller. Diller was shot and killed early last week during a traffic stop in Queens. Diller had been with the NYPD for 3 years, just 31 years of age. He leaves behind a wife and a one-year-old son. And this guy Rivera, 34 years old, Guy Rivera of Queens, is now charged with first-degree murder of a police officer, attempted murder, and criminal possession of a weapon in this case. This dude had been arrested some 21 times. 21 times, and he was out on the streets and takes a father from his child and a husband from his wife. So that's where Donald Trump is at the wake of this slain policeman. Here's Trump. Go.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank Bruce and all of the people that have worked so hard to make this area beautiful and safe. And this is what happened, is such a sad event, such a horrible thing. And it's happening all too often. And we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug, and the person in the car with him was arrested many times, and they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, that doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road. So thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it.
So again, Donald Trump, the Republican, at the wake of the policeman on Long Island, and you have the Democrat incumbent, President Joe Biden, palling around with his buddies, Obama, Clinton, and Colbert, raising $25 to $26 million. I just think the contrast is fascinating because it underlines what these two men, Trump and Biden, and their political parties have really become in this country. Biden's Democrat Party, elitist, special interest, institutionalist, chaos at the border, full of wackadoo activists like those anti-Israel agitators that showed up on Thursday there at Radio City Music Hall. And by the way, a lot of these professional agitators are the same people that we saw in the summer of 2020. So on one hand, you have the Democrats with Hollywood in their back pockets, college campuses in their back pockets, most of social media, most of all corporate media. They have most every institution in America basically rooting for them. And then you have Donald Trump's Republican Party today, which really has become the party for God, family, country, and law and order. So I think when you look back upon what happened in New York City last week, it is a case study of how our two major political parties have changed. Check me out on the radio every single weekday morning, Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.